Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever.
Yo, it's your boy Shay, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
All right. We're going to keep looking at our phones. We're going to start the podcast.
Oh, waiting for you.
I'm just researching. I'm like, I'm getting the shit ready for you.
Let's go. Because I already hit record.
Oh, nigga, then you didn't even say nothing.
This is what I do, all baby. Right, all right. The art of surprise, baby. What's going on, everybody? It's Not That Serious, the podcast. It's another week. So you already know it's another episode of what? Of the greatest motherfucking podcast known to man.
Yeah.
Ashley, and monkey.
And monkey.
Ask Daniel Caesar. We'll get to that in a second. I'm one of your gracious hosts, Big Mike.
I am the master of ceremonies, DJ LZ.
Okay, he's the master. That's crazy. Didn't go over that in pre-production. And accompanying us, we have our podcast assist that won't go away. Yep. Corey is back again. He's going to be a stable around here, guys. Get used to him. Because you know what I mean? Every pimp needs a bottom bitch to hold down.
Needs a bottom bitch to hold it down.
Hold down and, you know, smack around when the ends ain't right. So every time our podcast goes along 300 downloads, we're going to smack the shit out of Corey. In the back of his neck.
Just blame him. Project onto him.
Yeah, project our
blame him for our
project. Who you calling fat, nigga? You know,
I'm not that short, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
What are you talking about, bitch?
What you talking about?
My nigga? Bone's supposed to be light brown. I'm a grower.
No, all the insecurity.
No, I'm so insecure.
I'm a grower. It gets bigger than that.
You gotta rub it a little bit. I didn't even bet you just think he's supposed to be just wham bam and all just out the gate. Like, who are you?
Listen, man, y'all watch too much TV.
Y'all watch too much television.
Yeah.
Y'all watch a little Mr. TV. Marcus. Think regular niggas are supposed to compete. Yeah. You better rub this magic lamp for the genie come out. What's wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Y'all watch it was Twitter born. Where the nigga just be stroking and had to go all the way back. And his dick still in there. Like, no, nigga. Nah,
it's not realistic.
It's more of a rabbit punk with your boy. But I gets there. Oh, but, man. Oh, man. What's going on, guys? How's everybody doing?
Nothing much, man. Just working, you know?
Yeah.
Chilling. Ain't really much to do with it. If you're not working, you're just...
You're fucking dying.
Yeah.
And while you're working, you're dying. Isn't that great?
It's so cool.
Working and dying.
Working and dying. Living to die, dying to live.
That's what adulthood is. Working and fucking dying. With little small pockets of TV joy in between. Fucking great. Oh, my
if
God.
If you're lucky, you get some sex in between.
If you are lucky. Boy. It's nothing. Oh, my God.
Shout out to life.
Yeah, shout out to the soul-crushing adulthood. I swear, if I was 16 and they told me this is what this shit was like, I wouldn't sign up for it at all.
I'd have ran away.
Yeah, man. I would have fucking off myself on high school graduation.
On the stage.
Yeah, right there on the stage. Right before the valedictorian speech. Hoit! Hoit!
Just started name dropping, like, suck my dick. Bah!
Boo! Go blammy.
Must be. Man.
Sorry about the noise. You know, I'm out here shipping my. We're not shipping Jack. It's a long time since we mentioned Jack.
Yeah, I haven't really felt like buying liquor.
Yeah, because you know adulthood.
Yeah, because I kind of wake up and go to work,
bills and shit.
That
was cool when I wasn't working doing this podcast, and I could drink and smoke and not be productive. But I got things to do in the morning.
You had me. I didn't fuck about the job I was at. So,
wasn't that great when you hit that point? Was like, I don't give a
nigga. I was going there hungover every day.
Oh my god, I don't give a shit about nothing.
I don't even have a beard. I had 5 o'clock shadow.
Bro, I look like the last fucking Mohican in the face, and I don't be going to shit.
Just ran out of fucks to give at that point.
Hell yeah, everybody knows when it's time to like move on to like a new thing.
Yeah, you just gotta know.
And
self-awareness is key.
Self-awareness is key, man. And speaking of self-awareness,
if you haven't copped up yet,
if you haven't seen, or you don't know, you haven't even seen, you know. Because you've been under a rock the past few days?
Exactly.
Or you ducking something? I don't know.
You ducking something? You staying off Instagram and Twitter for whatever reason?
Yeah, you doing that fake thing where you, like, give yourself a mental break. That bullshit people do.
Yeah.
Why do niggas always got to make an announcement when they, like, stepping off social media? Why don't you just stop?
Just stop.
Just don't be on.
Just put your phone down, nigga. Like,
what the fuck is wrong with you?
Just sign out, nigga.
Are you so better than us that you got to make a guru announcement?
Why are you so fucking pressed?
I just feel like during this climate in my life.
All right, nigga, bye.
Scram, bitch. I was tired of your retweets anyway, nigga. I'm tired of seeing your shit.
I'm tired of seeing your name on the timeline.
Tired of seeing you and your fucking grandma, nigga. Oh, the fucking rusty tits. Go away. God. Oh, damn, I'm tired of seeing your outfit of the day.
Your OOTD.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh, man. But like we were saying, if you haven't seen, we have some new merchandise up on the website, www.ntspodcast.com.
Yes, sir.
If you go straight on there, you can check out the shop, click catalog. It'll bring out everything we got. There's a hat, there's some hoodies, some t-shirts, some socks. That's just, this is just stuff we're doing, just rolling out, just so we can get our shop actually moving.
Just to give y'all, like, a little taste,
the
real, real fire, the exclusive, they come at a later date.
Yeah, we want our faces out there first. On some real nigga shit, so just try to get our face out there first. And then eventually we'll start rolling out some more exclusive stuff, some more stuff that has a little more creativity to it. But as of now, anybody can get it. It's not limited. Hop on there and get what you want. But if, at some point in time, it will be limited. And,
We'll, you get what you get. If you can get there in time, you get there in time.
Exactly.
So, real quick side note. Now, I've started to notice, like, now that we do merch and stuff, where we've gone into this space where things aren't necessarily 100% free. Well, it is free still, but it's like, we're asking people to invest in us, and give us money.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Monetize.
Like, we're starting to monetize, which is way earlier than I projected this to actually do it, and then things actually happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to say from the bottom of my anus that I appreciate every one of you. Okay? I really didn't think... This is what lets you know when people fuck with you. When they take, like, when you have to do soul crushing work at a job, and then you give a piece of it to people, that really lets you know that they care about what you do and they want to see
fuck
you
with
progress.
It, bro,
and
man, it's crazy.
It's really dope, you know what I mean? So make sure y'all keep listening. We're going to keep giving it to you, like always. Always and tell a friend to tell a friend.
Yeah.
Let's get into this garbage.
Want to talk about Daniel Caesar first? I just want to jump straight into it.
We can talk about Monkey Man. Monkey Man.
Oh man,
fucking cool.
Fucking.
This is he. Oh, bro. Like
that nigga's a baboon, bro.
Rafiki know the way. He's Rafiki from The Lion King. He he takes the little fruit, spreads it on Simba's head. Rafiki know the way.
No, the dude's an idiot, bro. Like, he was on his Instagram live.
I hate
just caping for Yes Jules.
I hate so much.
I hate so there's much. There's the IG Live. You want to play that little clip.
All right. So I hate so much when celebrities tell us what they think about things.
Yeah, especially when they're uneducated.
Don't. He was three. He was so. Why are we being? Hold on. I'm gonna play the clip for y'all in a minute. But I just want to just like. He's so not qualified to speak on this subject, especially in this moment, because A, he was drunk.
Yeah, I don't know B, why.
He's black, but the nigga's fucking Canadian.
Yeah.
And as we've known from other Canadians, Drake,
yeah,
that they're not really keen and sensitive to the racial tensions of American black people.
Yeah.
They don't understand.
And not saying that there's no racism in Canada, because obviously there is. You know,
there's racism in Canada because there's white people in Canada.
Everywhere, yes. There's white people there.
Everywhere white people exist,
yeah, there's
racism.
Okay.
And smallpox.
And lice.
Fucking lice.
Fucking
and the cotton eye jump. That's what they gave us. Thanks. Thanks, superior race. We sure love the cotton eye jump.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so he was all that, and then he... He's a celebrity, and I think anytime anybody experiences celebrity, it doesn't matter how short or how long they've been in that, it's like a bubble.
It is a bubble.
And when you're in that bubble, you just lose all, like, you could have been in the gutter 2 months ago, but as soon as you get that money around you,
taste that little different pussy.
Yeah, nigga. And so, when you taste that motherfucking wet dog ass,
it's over, bro.
Yeah, something happens to you. It's like... I don't know. It's like fucking Ritalin for niggas. It just dumbs you down.
Yeah. But the thing that didn't make sense to me. Oh, hey, actually, no. Yeah. Before I talk about it, just
because Corey's phone got the super unlocked. You know he been cheating a lot.
his phone locks itself after 3 seconds.
Yeah, what the go fuck? Black. If you don't look at it, you look to the left.
You blink your eyes. That shit.
If
locked,
you like, man, in a drive thru and you look at the menu for a second, your phone is dark. It's dark. Cheating ass. That's why they say men are trash. Thanks, Corey.
Yeah, can you imagine what his live stream used to be? Remember when you used to be able to slide your finger, you make a pattern?
How much you want to bet he got a vault with everybody he's ever been with nudes?
Oh, what? Definitely.
Corey definitely has nudes he got in 2011.
Yeah, nigga, I would bet further than that.
I would say
at least 07.
Oh no.
Because Corey's one of those people like, at least I got it. Still got it. Just to say he got it.
Corey is deafeningly silent. That is telling.
Corey, do you have nudes from 07?
I think the oldest one I have is from 12.
12? Okay, it's 2019. That's what,
seven years old.
7 years old, nigga. The gum in your tummy digested. It's gone. There's been two presidents since you.
Yeah, word. You experienced the change of a nation.
Three terms, nigga. It's time to delete.
He got the blurry ass Motorola Razor nudes. Oh no!
Time to delete, bro.
Corey,
let him go.
Oh,
let
him go.
Let them nudes be free.
Let those shits rock. Anyway,
if anything, just delete them and let them just look at the expiration date.
At least have the decency to send them to your email.
Yeah,
let them rock there. Yeah,
put it in a weird folder or something.
Yeah, put it
in a folder that says business or something. Like, oh.
Businessman 25. Don't look in here. Just business. I promise. It's all one sentence. Business photos. Nothing suspicious here.
Nothing to see here.
I promise
you.
From the desk of Corey. All right. Here's the clip of Clown Coon Boy, Daniel Kaiser.
Why are we being so mean to Jules? Why are we being so mean to white people right now? That's a serious question.
Is it a serious question?
Why is it that we're allowed to be disrespectful and rude to everybody else? And when anybody returns any type of energy to us, that's not equality. I don't want to be treated like I can't take a joke. I just went through that.
Yeah, you heard the nigga in the back.
I had to, like, in the moment, acknowledge that I was being sensitive. You know what I'm saying? And that I need to be able to take a joke just like everybody else. That's what it is. People are allowed to say what they want. And it's, I'm allowed to feel how I want, but it's like, am I going to fight them or am I going to accept what they have to say?
Yeah, you're not going to fight anybody.
Why are, like, this doesn't, this is, I only, why are people that I don't respect and don't think that they can take a joke? I think that they're less than me. Those are the only people that I don't say my honest opinion around. And that's disrespect.
I love this guy.
White people have, I see what you're saying. White people have been mean to us in the past.
I don't like it.
What are you going to do about that? Tell me what you're going to do about that.
I don't know. They're going to be mean to him now.
There's no answer other than creating understanding and keeping it moving.
Or not lick
that's
your ass.
That's biblical.
Yeah.
That's a very much.
You have to bridge the gap. I'm sorry. Yo, I'm drunk as now, okay? But I don't care. That's not helping. I've seen it. Yo, as we are an independent company, Golden Child is an independent company.
He's seen the light.
As an independent company, me and my dogs right here, we have the opportunity to employ black people.
Mind you, he's sitting around a bunch of like fucking Asian
also,
people.
Yes,
he's
sitting around with the
international
students.
Think that they can take a joke. I think
with the background dancers from B2 from fucking You Got Served.
All I want is love. I'm gonna keep it honest. And say what you guys want, but it's like I truly believe in what I'm saying right now.
All right.
Here's what I got from what he was saying.
You go first, and then I'll go second. Go ahead.
Here's what I got. Number one, don't get on Instagram Live when you're drunk. Number two, Daniel Caesar is a fucking idiot. Number three, I understand what he was saying about, you know, black people feel like they can say whatever and there's no repercussion for it, but when somebody else says something, we overreact to it. Yeah, that happens. But in this situation, it was warranted, my nigga.
Very warranted.
We're getting a white woman who was in our culture calling out black women. And she was on a couch with other black men, and both of them niggas sat there, and one of the niggas was ready to take her titty out and suck it right there. So, like, it's
and,
like,
and
nigga.
Pray, and pray to the...
And pray to the alabaster goddess that she was. So, like, I get what he's saying, but, nigga, if you don't understand the situation... It's not like people were just bashing Yes Jules for
this,
no reason.
This is,
like, this has been an ongoing thing with her. And this, she just says a lot of dumb shit, nigga. Like, he just doesn't get it.
This is somebody who, first of all, like I said, he's Canadian. He doesn't know. I'm convinced that American black people, maybe British black people, they also know. But if you're not American or British black people, or you're in those two main areas, them niggas, they don't understand it. Like, especially Canadians, they just
I feel like if
don't
we had
get
to, like,
it.
If we had to rank, like, niggers.
Huh? What?
It's like, nah. If we had to
what
rank.
Happened?
If we
what
had to
most
rank.
Candy?
If we had to rank, like, black people, like, Canadian would probably be, like it, I guess it's the most, like, clueless, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, Canadian black people probably be, like, the most, because they're kind of, like, sheltered in a way.
Because
Canada is a great place, like.
My supervisor from Canada, and he was saying that when he moved to the United States, his neighbor's a cop, and he did a ride-along because he just couldn't grasp the idea of police brutality based on someone's skin color, because he was just, like, in Canada, he's from Nova Scotia, in Canada, there is no...
It's just
he's not saying racism doesn't exist, but police brutality.
Yeah, the issues,
like,
the issues
in
aren't
a,
there.
Having a system built to exterminate.
There's racism in Canada, but there's no system built against black people in Canada.
A system based on racism, that's in America. It's damn sure Europe is. Africa.
South, you want to talk about South Africa? You want to talk about apartheid for
South,
a second?
South
a whole different
Africa?
Podcast.
Disgusting.
There's hotels
nasty.
That black people can't
built.
Stay there by the Chinese and by white people. They will not allow black people to stay there.
Let's also talk about
South Africa.
Just side note, let's not ignore the fact that China is trying to take over Africa and they're doing a lot of
fucked
up
need,
shit.
Yeah, like,
niggas need, somebody need to do something.
Somebody
about
should
that.
Step
I don't
in
know what I can
that.
Do.
Obama, see what you can do about that.
Yeah, please, Barack.
You Kenyan on the weekends.
Yeah, niggas need you in Africa.
Step
right?
up.
They're, yeah, Chinese people are buying everything in Africa.
Yeah, they need. We need to talk about
their
that.
Food is good, but it's not that good, okay? calm down.
Crazy.
Slow your roll.
I ain't gonna lie. I want some orange chicken with some jollof rice. That'd be fucking go up.
Yo,
that might go up.
Yo.
Hey, yo.
Some bourbon chicken and jollof.
Woo! We might have to have a discussion, China.
God damn, some General Tso's. Hey, some General Tso's and some Puff Puff.
Jesus. And some, yo, some fufu, some beef and broccoli.
I'm gonna hold that thought. Y'all niggas might have to breed.
We might need some more Camorlees out here.
We might need a crossbreed.
Yeah, we might need a merger. We might need a merger. We like y'all movies. We need to get the Wu-Tang Clan to motherfucking. We need to get the Wu-Tang Clan to mediate this.
To mediate and just create a culture.
Yeah, man. We need to get this popping.
Uh-huh. But in all seriousness, it's really bad over here. Yeah, we don't
they should pay attention.
Yeah, they should pay attention.
The situation is dire.
The opinions expressed by us are our opinions, but it's all jokes.
Yeah. It's kind of serious. The podcast is not that serious. But the situation itself is quite.
Very serious. Look into it.
Okay.
But anyway.
Like we say, like in Canada, it's not, the system is not in place, so a lot of people in Canada don't experience that. I don't think, like, it is in America, it is in Africa, it damn sure is in Europe. Europe is some of the most volatile, racist places in the world.
Blatant too,
because there's a system in place that supports that. Mm. Okay, and it's fueled by it. Mm. You know what I mean? They need, in America, you need black people in prison because the prison is monetized. It's a fucking privatized labor force.
Yeah.
And it drives a big part of this economy.
It's like having a company.
Technically modern slavery, if you really want to talk about it. So that's how we live here. So, and because we've lived around this and we have parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and all the aunts, uncles, brothers, sisters that always have a story. It don't matter if you was from the fucking the gutter of the hoodest hood or you from the suburbs. Everybody has a story, or everybody has a relative that has a story. Mm. So we're more sensitive to those things than the nigga from Canada who's been fucking watching Degrassi for 15.
Who just got here
for 15? He's been living off Degrassi and saltine crackers and
understand
and thick bacon for 14 years, and he came over here with a nice voice, and he understands shit.
And he tried to, I guess, say that he kind of understood the struggle. Being homeless in Canada doesn't make your struggle, like, yeah, you struggled, but that's a different struggle.
You're homeless in like one of the most homeless friendly places.
That's a different struggle.
You wasn't sleeping on no benches, my nigga. You was in a shelter.
Yeah, that's a different, either way, that's a different struggle than racism. Yeah. You being homeless is not dealing with racism. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, those are two different problems. That's like saying your tire being flat and, I don't know, somebody hitting a home run and knocking your window out. Like, that's just two different problems.
The same thing.
Yeah, they're on two different levels.
Yeah, we're on different planes. You can't
compare those struggles, all right? Those struggles do not compare.
And then when you say something like this, it just reveals your ignorance. Like, I know you're Canadian.
Yeah. And I know.
You don't understand.
Why would a nigga let him be on there drunk like that? Like,
cause they don't care. Cause
that shit.
If
was,
you look at them friends,
yeah. You look at them friends. Niggas are sitting around. They're kind of crazy.
They were melanin deficient.
Yeah.
So they don't care. Mm-hmm. Like, just like the what's
he was the darkest nigga at that table.
Yeah.
So by far. So, I don't even know what the other. I think the one dude next to him might have been black, but he was probably high out of his fucking mind. And everybody else there looked like they were just like Asian or Hispanic or something.
They don't care.
They don't. Yeah, they were like, yeah, man, yeah, bro, yeah, we they. I don't think they really knew what he was saying. He was rambling. He was fucking rambling, and they probably didn't even realize he was on Instagram Live. But either way, this whole thing shouldn't have happened. I don't know. I mean, we're gonna get an apology out of this. There's no way he's gonna apologize.
It's coming.
It's probably gonna be either today or tomorrow. Daniel Caesar is signed to a label. Something's gonna happen.
By the weekend,
he has a manager. He has a publicist. He makes public appearances on places. Like, he goes on Jimmy. I saw him on Stephen Colbert. So he does that type of shit. He's gonna have to apologize because what he said was just plain ignorant.
Like, he's so ignorant. Like, nigga,
stupid.
Like.
He just seemed very. You can tell he's uneducated.
So uneducated.
He's uneducated.
Like, my nigga.
Like, take a history class. You only need one.
Just you. You must have never taken a history class. You've never read a book. Like, nigga. First of all, just the fact that you're Canadian.
Yeah.
You, nigga ass Daniel Caesar is Canadian.
What's his real name, Corey? Can you see what his
and
name
the niggas? And I'm pretty sure he's of Caribbean descent.
I was about to say I'm pretty. Yeah.
Very of Caribbean descent. So you of Caribbean descent. Is Jamaica in Canada, nigga? Is St. Lucia in Canada, nigga? Then how'd you get to Canada? Do you know how you got to Canada, my nigga?
Ashton Simmons.
Where is he from? Where's his family from?
I know he's from Toronto.
Times out of ten, he's from the Caribbean.
I was about to say, he's probably Haitian. He's probably Haitian or Jamaican.
Give it to me.
More than likely.
It just says Caribbean.
Caribbean. All right. That's
He's Bajan and Jamaican.
Bajan and Jamaican. Is that in Canada? No. Survey says. Not in Canada.
Survey says niggas were shipped there.
Like, you know how you got to Canada, nigga?
Unruly. Hey, yeah. Unruly.
You know why?
No, that's
what that's yeah, what
hey,
yeah, speak on it.
Hold on. I know that, but he was like, oh, black, white people were meanest in the past. No, they weren't mean. Yeah. They weren't mean. They were animalistic and treated us like cattle and property.
Yeah, literally.
For years. After it took a whole ass civil war for them to stop treating us like cattle, they still put in systematic racism via the prison system and Jim Crow for years and years and years. And now we still deal with the prison system after it's been 100 and some odd years.
You can't enslave a people for 400 and expect shit just be fine.
Yo, your great grandmother was definitely a slave, if not a sharecropper.
Do you know why they're so homophobic in Jamaica?
Tell that story again. I know.
As punishment, like for being like unruly, one of the punishments was they would make two men have sex with each other. Mm-hmm. That's why they're so against homophobic.
Homosexuality.
So it's like, bro, you like you said, it's animalistic type shit.
Like that's the shit they on. That's the shit they were on. Okay. Yeah. And so you know how you got to Canada? You were either. It was so bad. White people were so mean that your fucking ancestors escaped through rickety water, and then just they saw the North Star and booked it, and didn't stop until they started freezing at the ankles in Canada, yep. And said, "This is far enough away,
my nigga,
from the terrors of the white man." Yep. That's why you're Canadian, you asshole. What is wrong with?
Niggas just don't. You know what it is. Niggas don't think like that, and they don't see the signs around them that reflect what the past was. Yeah, niggas aren't walking around in America in shackles and we talk about yes, master. Yeah, nigga, it's not the same. Obviously, that was in the past, but there's still things that happen today as a result of the past, my nigga. So it's just different types of. I'm sorry, I keep hitting the mic. It's just different types and different levels of racism and just things that just ain't right, nigga. But he's just too ignorant to realize that, and a lot of people are. A lot of people, i.e., you know, you got Daniel Caesar, you got fucking Murder Mook, you got who else is a fucking idiot?
John.
There's just so many people like that, and just like, oh, I think we just need to be. Oh, well, if a white person said nigga around me, I wouldn't care. Like, yo, you just sound dumb, bro. You sound dumb. The same white person saying nigga around you is the same one who's like, well, out here. Agreeing with Donald Trump, and when black people get shot, they say, well, he shouldn't have reached in his pocket, and little dumb shit like that. Like, people don't understand the systematic racism. They just don't get it. Like
it's ignorant. Like, real allies have no desire to even want to say it. Mm-hmm. They don't have, like, my white friends, like, they don't have, it doesn't cross their mind.
Yeah,
they don't think to even, like, why the fuck would I want to say, why?
Yeah, for what?
Why would I want to say it?
For what?
That's the type of mindset, like, because they understand the history behind it. Mm-hmm. They not even just using the N-word, just doing certain things.
Just like, having respect for you as a black person. As a black person. Having respect.
Knowing that you, as a black person, you go through XYZ, which I, as a white person, will never understand.
Yeah, you just won't get it.
I just need to respect you and, you know, chill out. And not do XYZ because it might set off XYZ triggers. Because, exactly. Nigga, I think all black people have PTSD. For real.
Hell yeah.
All of them.
Hell yeah, nigga.
So, it's Daniel Caesar. You are an idiot.
I'm still listening to that music, that nigga be putting out some heaters, my nigga. I ain't gonna lie to you. Man, who hurt you?
Bro, he got the generation's wedding song.
He does.
Yeah, best he part. He got it. He best got
part.
It. That's
or best part and get you.
Both. Yeah, he's got two wedding songs.
Both.
It's great.
So, but he definitely just fumbled the bag.
You fucked up.
He definitely just fumbled the bag. A lot of people fumbled the bag. Who else fumbled the bag? Oh my god. This dumbass just hilarious.
Oh, we don't get to her dumb. Hold
just
on.
Fumbled the bag.
She.
Yeah, same thing. Same thing. You know what?
Can I take the time to find out that I just want to say that I never found her funny at all.
You didn't. I'll be honest.
I never found her funny or attractive.
I fucked with her. I thought she was funny, and I only thought she was attractive because she had a fat ass and she was funny. So. I don't know. I liked her personality.
Anything
like,
I ever seen her in has not made me chuckle.
Really?
Not a singular time.
Nah, when she was roasting it, like before she was really popping, like when she was just like a Instagram comedian and just gunning people and just flaming niggas, like that shit was hilarious. But the more, you know, the more it's kind of like a Kevin Hart type thing. The more popular she got, the more unfunny she got. It just happened a lot faster than Kevin Hart. Like her process got sped up.
That tends to happen when you don't have any substance to begin with.
Yeah, exactly. But Kevin Hart had a lot of substance. Like he kind of just started to get unfunny, and he's been out for what?
Kevin did that to himself.
He's been out for soldiers. Paper Soldiers came out mad long ago. Kevin Hart just got unfunny like two comedy specials ago.
Like honestly, so, and he,
that's a long
and
time.
Honestly, he probably if he paced himself, mm-hmm. he probably would still be funny for like another 6 or 7 years. Like he'd still be fresh.
Yeah,
but you know,
I don't think he's completely done yet.
He's not completely done. No.
He's not done.
But yet. I'm saying he's this got a feeling fine. Of this feeling of he's starting to be unfunny yeah. wouldn't happen for at least another 4 or 5 years
if he
paced himself. But yeah. you know, he did the thing where it's like, nigga, I'm going to be in every movie with The Rock. I can't be, and I can't blame you.
I said you can't blame him.
This money, my nigga.
Yeah, he's a black
get the
man,
money,
yeah.
my G, and I'm going to be like, the host of everything I can get on.
You can't.
If it's a camera and there's a check, I'm there.
And you can't blame.
I can't blame you.
Yeah.
But I mean, if
you got to take the criticism. If you're going to be in everything, we have the right to give you our opinion
all the time
on all the shit that you do, and everything. Not everything that you do is funny. So
it's the quality is dips.
Yeah, but now, just hilarious. Do we have her clip? I don't know if I even.
I don't have her clip. But she, basically, she.
I'll find it. Go ahead.
She was in the airport, and I guess she was in an airplane. She's talking about how she was scared because.
Yeah.
She saw some gentlemen with some turbans getting on the plane, and she said she was scared, so I guess she notified the people, got them kicked off the plane.
That's so ignorant, bro.
And then,
like
this is the most hacky shit I've ever seen. Like, that shit, like...
Yeah, I found it.
Go ahead. That shit made me sick to my...
One thing first. Niggas know I'm never fucking racist, but I spotted something. I put it.
Honestly, some racist shit always follows that, to be honest. Like,
I'm not racist.
It doesn't matter who says it.
I'm not homophobic.
It doesn't matter
but
who says that shit.
I'm not sexist, but
to me, black people can be racist against anybody except for white people. Basically, that's how it's starting to seem now.
Yeah.
And I'll gladly admit to I'll admit that like that.
Oh
can be possible.
Yeah, we're some of the most racist people on the planet.
Yeah.
But we just have no balance.
Yeah. There's no balance because niggas was beating our ass for 4 years. If you want,
it's like
it's like
we're all on the bench just cracking on each other.
Exactly.
None of us get burned. None of us get burned on this racial basketball game of life.
Man, nobody plays.
Nobody plays. When I'm cracking these jokes on these
niggas.
They
keep passing the ball to Tucker.
I get the most practice reps, though, I guess.
And we got evacuated from our plane. We were on the plane for like an hour.
Put that up close to the mic.
And did not get to pull off. Everybody was coming at me. Oh, you racist bitch. You fucked up. You bitch. Because I pointed out 4 different people that I saw on the plane earlier. So when we had to evacuate with no reason at all, nobody said anything. We just had to evacuate. And I don't see the same 4 people that I fucking seen before. Apologize, bitch. That's what y'all need to do. Stop being so fucking scared, because that's one thing I'm not. I'm not scared of y'all. I'm not scared of nobody. And I got the do-rag on because my waves are spinning. But don't play with me.
Don't put me. If I'm scared, I'm scared. Fuck y'all. Fuck how y'all feel. Y'all mad at me because I don't side with every other black person. Because I don't side with every other race. Fuck y'all. I feel how I feel. I felt threatened, and that was it. Fuck y'all. And I'm not flying there. We're evacuated, bitch. Why? Why? With no reason explained at all. No technical difficulties or nothing. Y'all gonna listen to Jess with the Mess one day. Because my news is real.
Right, she deadass thought she was like, she thought she was right.
Yeah.
She really thought, like, she thought, was overly confident that she was right in this situation. And it just shows
how. Good job, Hawkeye. Like, just because you didn't see those people.
Look what happened.
They were terrorists.
They evacuated the plane, and they didn't give us a reason. And the four people that I saw were not all
good job,
plane.
McGruff, the crime dog.
Like, shut the fuck up. Like, what?
You idiot. You
fucking jackass, bro. Like, and they were literally, like, they, and she had a video on him. It was literally just some Indian niggas with turbans.
Just like, Indian niggas being Indian niggas. Like, you know the niggas we had on last week?
Yeah.
Them. Them. They're just rocking.
They're just rocking.
Just rocking, doing what they chilling. Do.
Like, that shit is crazy. Like, and she really thought, like, she did some, like, she thought she was, like, a social justice warrior. Like, she thought she really did some shit. She like, y'all gonna listen to Jess Hilarious one day.
y'all don't appreciate me.
Like, come on, bro. Like,
and you already knew that wasn't gonna last because, you know, the apology already came. It's already out.
The apology came literally, like,
done.
About
done.
A couple hours
later. Within 48 hours, it was out.
It was done. She donated. This happened the day after the shooting in New Zealand, by the way. So,
yeah. Oh, I mean,
so
for all right.
So, and then she didn't even know. She didn't know the different, like, the different types. And
she thought just, they were Muslim.
Yeah,
she and even Muslim. If they, you think,
yeah,
you know, this. First of all,
she
that's already
an Indian person.
That's already a gross stereotype with Muslims. And,
anybody can be Muslim.
And terrorism
white,
and the
a
plane.
White person can be Muslim.
Right.
It does not matter. Muslim, like, is not a race.
That's already, like, that's already bad.
Muslim is a religion. It is not a race, okay? It's not an ethnicity. It's not none of that.
It's not a nationality.
It's not a color.
It's not a skin type.
That's like saying Christian is a race. Christianity is not a race.
That's opinion. Like when people say Jew is a race. I'm a half Jew. No, you're not. There's
black Jewish people, like, they're
yeah.
Jew is not a race, okay?
Islam, it is a religion. It's a really nice religion. It's this, and honestly, for a lot of, all right, you Christians out there, myself included, I'm a Christian, but I'm not of those ones that think this. Those Christians, those hyper Christians that think that Islam is this. If you, yo, Islam and Christian,
it's more
98% the same.
Yeah. With a little more peace into it.
It's just, they've got some extra characters. You know how you play a video game and you don't play enough, and you play and you beat, you get an extra couple characters? That's what Islam is to Christianity.
Yeah, you get the
Christianity
bonus.
Is the base game, and Islam is the DLC. They added they added Muhammad, you know what I mean?
Women are more submissive.
Oh, Corey.
What the fuck?
What the fuck was that?
Who the fuck is that guy?
Who the fuck is that guy? We don't endorse Corey. I swear we don't.
No.
Jesus.
And their women are
like,
more
yo, Jesus is in the Quran. He's very respecting the Quran. They hold him to a high regard.
Yeah.
God, it's literally damn near the same.
Yeah. It's just a religion.
If you think that Islam is this terrible religion, then you think that same way about your own.
Yeah.
You really do.
Yes.
It's the same shit.
At the most, at the end of the day, most religions are the same anyway.
Honestly.
Christianity and Islam have a lot of the same stories.
Exactly. It's the same. Yeah.
It was in the same region.
So. Yeah. If you want to look at the map, take out your map and Google where was Jesus born? And look at on the map where it is, okay? I promise you, it wasn't in New Jersey.
It wasn't in
Arizona.
It wasn't in Switzerland.
It wasn't in Denmark.
Nigga, it was somewhere with a lot of vowels next to each other, nigga.
Like, come on,
dog. That's where he was from. That's his hood. That's Jesus.
That's the block. Lord's. The Lord's block.
The Lord's block. The Lord's. Malach Wuluk Al Farachadach. That's the block right there. That's the block. Put that in your Google search.
But no, bro, like, just hilarious. It's just another ignorant person. And then a lot of black people were agreeing with it. Like, oh, if I see an Indian person on a plane, I'm going to feel real uncomfortable, too. Because 9-11. Like, 9-11.
Because 9-11. Because 9-11.
Like, it's just.
Because 9-11.
Dog, that's it.
Because some shit that
this
happened.
This shit is ignorant.
What, 18 years ago.
Go ahead.
I don't mean to cut you off, but all right. So it was this. I read this, like, maybe last week. It was a mosque, right? Mm. Obviously. And they planted two extremists in there. Mm.
Guess what? Yes!
They reported them to the police.
Yep.
What?
They planted people in there to act like extremists. And they were like, yo, police, these niggas gotta go.
Because, like...
Because that's not
what they... fucking it up for all of us! You know how
you know how when we're
black people and you see the cool niggas act up or the we're gonna report yo because
you're making it hot.
Get out, go away.
That's all there is.
You are making it hot, my nigga. Go the fuck away.
And the thing that was so detrimental about Jess Hilarious and what she was saying, it was kind of along the lines of like what's the name, Jussie Smollett, like. You're just making black people look bad because you're contradicting us and everything that we stand for. Because the same way you're out here trying to point out these Indian people is exactly what white people do to black people, and you see how wrong that shit is. Like, that's like when somebody put a picture of the joint that called the cops on the black people that are having a barbecue.
Mm-hmm. They're the same thing.
It's the same thing. What do you like? You're just. Off of skin color. That's the only thing. And it's just ignorance, bro. It's just, it's so crazy. And if once you start out with something with I'm not racist, but it's followed by 100% racism every fucking time. I haven't seen it when it wasn't. But
I don't know what's wrong with the nigga.
She fumbled the bag, bro.
So what a moron you could.
You haven't been in a movie yet. Yeah,
she was on a TV show
with Lil Rel.
Yeah, Lil Rel. She was on Fox, but that was cool. But nobody really watched that. It was cool for what it was. I fuck with Lil Rel, but did I watch that show? Fuck no.
What the fuck is absolutely wrong with not. Like, what's wrong with niggas, man?
I don't know.
Are you stupid?
I don't know. She's you know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of a woman version, dumbed down version of DL Hughley.
Yeah,
you're just being so ignorant, and you're trying to be so funny that you just sound like a fucking moron.
A nigga that thinks they're smart.
Yeah, you sound real smart to a dumb nigga.
Yes,
you sound like a fucking genius.
You sound like really smart. You're smart to other dummies.
Yeah, exactly. Like Kevin Gates.
Kevin Gates. Charlemagne the God.
Charlemagne's like a hit or miss. He has been chilling. Well, because he's been real hot. Like, he was real hot for, like, that I don't know, like a year.
Like that rape shit, remember?
Yeah. He was hot. But my gripe with Charlamagne, sometimes he'd be saying stuff. I'm like, yeah, I can get with that. But it's like, he doesn't think like that all the time. So it's like, why do you keep hitting this switch? Nigga, like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, one day he'll be speaking some real shit, and the next day he clearly bleached his skin. So I don't know what the fuck. I don't know what's wrong with him, but. He's a weird dude. Maybe he's on drugs.
Oh, maybe.
Think so? You think Charlamagne's on drugs?
That nigga is riding a white pony.
Think so? Absolutely. I think he's just a fast-talking nigga with a lisp that just weird.
How do you think he got so fast?
Yeah.
Like speed.
Yeah.
Crossing through his nostril veins.
Oh, man. Who else has been pissing us off lately?
Bro, before we continue this podcast, since you brought it up briefly, prayers out to everybody in New Zealand.
Yeah.
You know, families, friends, or the people themselves that lost their lives in that tragic.
That was sick.
Tragic incident at the mosque. Mm-hmm. And that's disgusting, man. I really don't want to.
I didn't want to talk about it much because that shit is just so.
It's so bad.
It's just bad, man.
But you mentioned it for a brief. I just wanted to get that out there. Yeah, like, yo, prayers up to everybody.
Shit like that is just so.
It's really bad. And, like, I don't know if y'all seen the video, but it's the most.
If you haven't seen it, don't watch it.
You definitely don't need to watch it.
It's nothing to, like, go out and look for.
It's definitely. It's definitely some of the most disturbing shit I've seen.
Yeah.
In a long, 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 long time. And I've seen a lot.
I've seen women poop out like 40 basketballs.
I've seen a lot of disgusting things. I've seen a lot of horrifying things.
Yeah.
And this, nothing is quite as chilling as this.
Nah. That was on a different, like, especially when you know it's real.
Yeah.
You see, like.
So yeah, prayers up to everybody that lost their lives or lost a family member, lost a friend, and that.
Nigga, you got on a lot of denim. What the fuck?
Denim.
Denim. Brother just walked down looking like Drew Hill in the 90s.
Look like motherfucking.
Like Cisco.
Look like motherfucking Toby McGuire. Well, I'm just a country boy. Nigga,
the boys is in the bar. Only thing missing.
Time to round up the diggers. Anywho.
Oh, man. But yeah, definitely prayers up to those people.
Oh,
but
so,
who else has been getting on our nerves, bro? That's basically all this been.
A lot of people have been hating on, like, getting on people about, you know, because, you know, it's spring break. And you know how spring break is. And everybody's in Miami's acting a fool. Man.
Did you see the girl get knocked out?
Yeah.
Did you hear she's from Jersey?
That's not surprising.
You know that? Yeah, I found that out.
And a lot of women in Jersey just get spicy. And then.
Yeah, man.
Yo, these country niggas is different, man.
Yeah, niggas down south.
You gotta stop these
that. It's just niggas.
These country niggas are different.
Yeah, niggas is liquor in the system. Listen, don't. I'll address the women first. She was wilding before that. Before they showed, like, when they showed the whole video, she was bugging the whole time. Mm. She wasn't hitting him. She was fighting another girl. She was the aggressor. Mm. But apparently, he slapped her ass at one point or something like that. And she, or it was somebody else, and she thought it was him. So she, like, slapped him. If you see the video, if you didn't see the video, it's everywhere. The nigga kind of turned for a second and was like, "Yo, did she just fucking hit me?" Like, and then turned around and fucking knocked her lights out. Like, he shouldn't have done that. And I'm pretty sure he only did it because he had an audience. You know, niggas love to act up when there's a lot of people around.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that's the only reason he did it. And then what made it worse? Everybody got in her face with a camera. So
yo.
Like, what I'm talking
about.
He had the big rig. Like, he had the NBA sideline camera.
He had
like,
the motherfucking.
He had that shit on his shoulders.
The cameras that they use to shoot POV porn. He had one of those cameras.
He had that shit.
Like,
did you see how they shoot those, by the way?
Yes.
Like, they make it seem like the person has the camera in their hand.
It's not the nigga.
It's not
the
him.
Nigga, the nigga was fucking. He doesn't have a GoPro.
It's a cameraman over their shoulder. To make it
like it's like he's looking at his homework. What are we doing?
Yeah, he's like looking over his shoulder with a professional camera. It's not the nigga with the camera himself.
Oh, you never seen that, Gory?
Yeah, that shit's crazy.
That's how. Like,
did it ruin it?
Yeah,
it ruined it a little bit.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
Yeah. I've seen that though. Like that's why I'm like.
Yeah, it's a production. Like,
do y'all like POV porn? Do you so you can pretend you're the guy?
Absolutely.
I love it. It's my favorite. No, it's not my favorite, but I love it.
Okay. He had to slow himself down. He's like, whoa. Yeah. Whoa, I'm getting excited. Not my favorite.
Huh, you don't like it that much.
Wait, what's your favorite?
I'm about to tell you.
It has something to do with strap-ons.
Yeah, it definitely has something to do with lesbians.
I don't discriminate with that, but no, that's not my favorite either.
All right, Kodak.
Yeah. Him in a second. Yo. What were we just talking about?
I don't even know. I want to talk about Kodak. Oh yeah, the girl niggas down in Miami wilding. They need to treat Miami like PCB. PCB down south.
Dak Prescott country.
Yeah. Don't. Treat it like that. Shut the shit down. Niggas can't go there no more.
They did that.
Yeah.
They
can't go there no more. Don't go to Panama City Beach.
Yeah. Like even with this Miami, if you've been there before, they will shut down streets.
Yeah.
And put the things up so people can't drive. Yeah. Just so people can walk and talk.
Or like the hotels just won't book shit during that week. Like
they're not doing that anymore.
They need to shut it down because Miami has become a shit show and it's not cool to me. Like I don't know if these people aren't like home trained, like who raised these niggas, but this is three black men sitting right here and none of us would act the way I've seen any of these people acting.
No.
So it's weird. I don't understand why people, I don't know why people clout chase so much. We're in a weird time.
I look at that, see, me personally, I look at things like that and I just feel like that is the most worst time. I would never want to do that. Yeah. I would never want to be. That's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much people. It's too much. I'm going to keep it a beat. It's too many niggas.
Yeah.
It is way too many niggas.
Yeah. Like, because it's nothing good. Nothing good comes out of that. All right, white people want to say it for you. If there's a lot of niggas around, and you feel uncomfortable in that situation because there's a lot of niggas around, and you can just feel the air like something's about to happen.
I love my people. I do. I love my people. But I just know when it's too many of us.
It's because you got to think about it. If there's a lot of niggas, say there's 1,000 niggas, you know for a fact that 100 of those niggas came there just to fight.
Yeah.
Just to fight.
10% of them niggas came here just to fuck shit up.
Just to act up.
Because they know
that is
they
a will scientific have, mathematical
know,
fact.
That's because they know they'll have at least 800 to 900 audience members looking at them fucking shit up.
And out of those 800 to 900, 35% of those women are going to pursue them.
Yeah.
Because
they like that.
They like that shit.
Because, you know, 90% of women are fucking stupid.
Yeah, they think he's an alpha male. Yeah. Oh, they think, oh, he's big, bad, and tough. And I want my baby daddy to go to jail.
An alpha male.
Yeah, that is not no alpha male.
I want to give that my coochie.
That is the first dumb nigga ever. Okay, don't do it. Okay,
motherfucking
that
moron.
That shit is a facade. All right, don't fall for the trap.
Like the craziest shit I seen, a dude was walking, he pulled out his pants, and the girl was giving him head
while she was in the car. Right,
she's driving.
I wouldn't even want to be in that. Standing. That shit's not cool to me. That's not. Why would you want to be in that environment? That shit is
it's
weird.
Just too many niggas. Too many young people in general. Yeah. I don't like to be around that many people my age.
Yeah,
I'll get sick.
And we're going on. You're 26. You're both 20. Yeah, we're 26 now. I turn 26 next month. I didn't want to be in that situation when I was 18.
Wow. So, I was 19. I was like, ew. Yuck.
I went to college in Florida. I never went down there.
Never. For what? Oh, yucky.
For what? No.
Disgusting.
It's a fucking bowl of STDs.
I got to say Naneno, my brother. That shit is nasty.
Sadate.
No. Sadate, nigga. Never, ever. So I think they really, next year, I don't think there is going to be in Miami. Especially because everything gets
within
recorded.
The next 5 years, that shit is going to be completely shutting.
Yeah, they got
to
shut it down.
They're gonna have to move that shit up to like Myrtle Beach or something.
They're gonna have to move it somewhere where it's kind of cold. Yeah, niggas gonna be in fucking Charlotte.
Like, oh god, spring break Boston.
Yeah, here we come, baby. Warm up the Kais.
Warm up the Kais.
Clam chowder.
Yeah, warm up the Kais and clam chowder. They gotta shut that shit down. But this nigga Kodak, can we talk about this?
All right. So,
because we're running out of time, I have somewhere to go tonight, so I don't have much time. But I do want to talk about this.
All right, we can talk about this.
You talk first, because then I'm gonna give my opinion.
All right.
Or you got the tapes loaded up.
All right. So everybody's favorite Florida JIT rapper,
call this nigga JIT.
Kodak Black.
The blackest.
The blackest of the Kodaks. The Kodaks of the blacks.
Yep.
Has been under fire. Not under fire, but he's been embroiled with in a dispute with a friend, with a dear friend of the podcast, Young Ma. Famed lesbian rapper. Everybody know... I'm not going to use the D word anymore. I'm going to try to be more sensitive. She's a stud.
I think they don't even like that. Just
I don't know what the fuck. I don't know
what to call it.
I don't know what the fuck then, bro.
Apparently, dyke is like a disgusting thing now.
And well, it's not. It's kind of like the F word. Okay. Like, only they use it. Okay. You know what I mean? Like, gay people call each other that all the time.
So, I'm going to call you a stud then.
Yeah.
Stud. Okay.
Because I don't know what else to call
Jesus, I don't know what else to call. A flippity floop.
Flims and flams.
So... Young Ma's a flippity floop.
Yeah, you get it.
So she doesn't like flabbity flaps. Mm-hmm. So because her lack of desire for flabbity flaps, Kodak Black sees that as an opportunity to troll her into saying, I want to give you my flabbity flap.
Yeah.
Flabbity flap meaning penis.
Yep.
So he's just been like on this weird trail rain, this like run of just saying like how much he wants to have sex with Young M.A. and the different things he wants to do to her. And okay, it's just a lot of this stuff. And then he had a lyric.
Keep your energy the same.
No,
keep the energy the same. Cause I hear it starting to get a little Kodak was acting a little weird. Keep your energy the same, nigga. I want to argue.
We can argue, bitch. See, now you got me mad.
Yeah, do it, bitch. Yeah, do it. Keep your energy the same. Don't switch up on me now.
So, it all started with him. He had a rap lyric where he mentions Young and May. Here we go.
Yeah.
Let's run that back.
Hey, I've actually never heard it before.
Okay. He says, I'm fucking Young and May as long as she got a coochie. All right. Now, I'm going to say this right here. This whole run of him saying that he wants to have sex with Young and May, I sincerely, I found that shit hysterical.
The way, well, I never heard, that's the first time I heard the song. Absolutely
hysterical.
Yeah.
Now,
the bar was funny.
The bar's funny.
The bar itself is funny.
And then him actually trying to romance her.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny.
Everything after that is not funny.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. It was funny to me. Now, he did get into some weird sexual harassment tone. Like, you know what? All right, this is what it's like. This is what this Kodak situation is. When you do something that's funny,
yeah,
the first
it's
couple
like,
times.
Yeah, like a little kid. Yeah, like, all right,
and
bro.
Then, like, yo, nigga, I don't need to keep seeing you, like, flick your boogie on the wall.
Yeah,
like,
it was funny.
It was funny
the first time.
3 times, but we're on time number 9 now. I'm starting to think of who's going to clean up the boogies off that wall. So, like, it was funny the first couple times. He was like, yeah, I would have fucked Young and May. And I was like, crazy. Because how would you do that? The logistics of such a thing. Because it's ridiculous. She likes this, but you're going to give her that. Yuck, yuck. But now it's like, nigga, it's been like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're still on the you want to pipe Young and May train. And I'm like, you want to pipe Young and May?
He's really trying to do this.
You really want
to
pull those True Religion jeans down? And then subsequently pull those polo drawers down?
God knows what's under there.
God knows what they keep under there. I don't even want to begin. Hold I don't on. Even want to begin to go with a hygiene.
Wave check, how'd it look?
I'm that is pretty decent.
I'm wolfing right now. Is that right?
Decent for a wolf.
Yeah.
Decent for a wolf.
I'm going to the barbershop tomorrow.
Now.
But anyway.
The what's under the underwears of a stud is an enigma to me.
Is that, I'm gonna put that on a t-shirt.
And will and will continue to be such for myself. Okay? Yeah, but it appears to young Kodak that he would like to explore those waters. And he's doing it so aggressively that it's like, my nigga's not...
What are you expecting?
Do you really have the goal here? Is this your true goal?
What the fuck?
And now... It started to not be funny, but then Young and May reacted.
Yeah, and it made it funny.
Made it funny again. Yeah. She's like, yo. Like, and this is what I like about Young and May. Like, why are you cool all the time?
She's just a cool nigga.
Why are you cool all the time, bitch?
You cool nigga. You can't.
Why are you cool all the time?
I ain't never met anybody else.
You cool
on
your period, too? She's just cool? She's just cool with cramps? Just chilling.
Cool with cramps.
Just cool. Just like, oh man, you sometimes I get cramps, nigga. Fuck God.
Fuck
yeah. Man, lie.
She really is. She tough. Like, she's just
cool. She's a cool nigga.
She cool as hell.
So yeah, so she's like reacting on IG or whatever. Like, yeah, man, I'm gonna see this nigga. And then, like, she had like some tough gangster words for young Kodak.
Well, question. Do you think Young M.A. will be able to beat up Kodak?
You know what?
Bro,
I'm going to go Monique in this. I would like to see it.
I would like to see it, too, because honestly, I think Young M.A. is probably, what, 5'9"? I don't think she's that short. She's not small. Like, she's not a small woman.
She's not small?
Yeah, she's not like a little tiny woman.
No,
like,
and I know
Kodak's
Kodak
like
is like
5'5".
Yeah. But Kodak is from Florida, and he's...
He is.
He's half pit bull.
Yeah, he is.
So...
He is, but she's also from Harlem, wherever the fuck...
Yeah,
she's from New York. She's not pussy. She's not pussy. And she's a little more fit than him too. Kodak is very out of shape.
She is.
I honestly think she would
have
to take
it. But I feel like
him.
Kodak would bite her nose off.
He would bite her lips.
Bite.
I like that shit.
You my girl, you my shorty. and then bite the shit out of her fucking eyelash.
Well, in a boxing. I think in a boxing match,
I don't
she's
know.
She's faster than Kodak.
She's more fit.
She's faster.
1,000%
I would
more
bet
fit.
Money that she. Like, they need to just have a combine. Can you imagine?
A rapper combine?
A rapper combine?
Oh, my God. All right. Rapper with the fastest 40 go.
Younger May.
Wait, what?
Oh, I'm talking about between them.
Between them? Okay. Yeah. I'm talking about out of all rappers.
Oh.
Who has the fastest 40 to you?
He doesn't count anymore. Okay. He's in the fitness now. He's in the fitness. For some reason, I think it might be YG. With the church shoes on.
With the church shoes.
Yeah, I think he would be dusting niggas. I don't
know
why.
Who would have the fastest 40?
I think it's him.
I'm going to go.
Wait.
Hmm?
Never mind. He's a singer.
Who?
Crackhead Chris Brown.
Oh, that nigga was smashed all the records.
Yeah. No, he doesn't count. He's an athlete. He's a crackhead and an athlete.
He would have a 3-6 with a backflip at the end.
Yeah, he would dead ass be like sprinting.
But like, okay.
Rappers.
But like Kodak and Young M.A., I would love to see that fight. I really would.
I would like to see them just have a mini Olympics. Like,
Just a triathlon, just physical just activity. And then it just leads up to them fighting.
To them fighting? Like, that would be like
and
the
fight
the
is
like the Saturday night fight. Like, it would just be like the main event.
And it's just.
Craziest thing is, she's not scared of him.
No!
Like craziest thing.
She's I don't think she's afraid of anybody.
Yeah.
No.
She's crazy. He's crazy too, but so is she.
She's crazy.
She's crazy, bro.
I think
she's crazy.
I don't think she's intimidating. She's not intimidating.
Nah.
She's not intimidating, but I don't see her as a person who's
I don't
like,
think she's a punk.
Shit. Like, nah. She's not pussy.
I don't think she's a punk. Like, all right. I'm going to say it like this. If I didn't know who Kodak Black was,
mm-hmm.
and he wasn't a rapper, and just who he is,
mm-hmm.
if I'm in my car at night and I see that nigga coming up to my car,
and you see him standing there with he was standing on IG,
let me drive the boot. Hey, you guys, let me drive the boot.
Yeah, let me drive the boot.
I'm clicking on my windows and I'm locking my door.
Yeah,
but if I see y'all get May.
Yeah, I'm kidding. Okay.
I'm like, yo, where the pussy at, nigga? Like, what's up?
Okay.
I'm not scared of Young M.A.
Okay.
You're not doing shit to me.
Yeah, maybe she's not the most physically, intimidating person.
The only stud I would ever be afraid of is Snoop from The Wire.
That's
really
that. I don't
that motherfucker was a goon.
Yeah, isn't she really from Baltimore too?
Like, yes, they picked her up off the street to act in the day.
Yeah, fuck that. Okay.
She's a fucking goon for real.
Yeah.
And Young M.A. ain't that to me.
Nah.
So, but I would like to see the fight. It would be interesting to see.
I'm telling you, like, if you do like a point system, you let him wear the headgear. Younger May's tagging that nigga up.
Bro. Oh yeah, Younger May.
If we're doing points, because I don't think either one of them is gonna knock each other out. They both do drugs. They're not gonna last that long. if they're just tagging each other up and the points matter, Younger May's tagging him. She's tagging.
Younger May catch Kodak in that beer belly. It's over.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think she's faster than him. She might even be almost stronger than him.
That's a hot take.
It's a hot take, but it's not unrealistic to me.
Oh man, that's one.
I know how y'all think. It's 2019. There's some women that are stronger than men. It just happens.
No.
I agree with all your takes.
Out of here.
No, it's fucking possible.
Come on, I have a penis.
I got a dick and balls and testosterone.
I got that chromosome.
What are you talking about?
Some human with a vagina?
Stronger than what?
And more physically prowess than I?
Impossible.
I mean, she could lift a pot. And a broom.
A cast iron,
maybe a skillet,
maybe a fucking skillet or something.
What?
Maybe the really heavy pot.
Yeah. Maybe she can. I take all the cans off the lids off the pickle jars in this house.
I get all the bags in one trip.
Yeah.
She can't do that.
Her feeble lady mind can't process the one trip.
Oh, it's impossible.
Just a reminder: we love all the queens.
Yeah.
On the Not That Serious podcast, because it's all jokes.
Said no.
Corey's going through something right now. Clearly,
Corey's always going through something. He's the only person I know that's always going through some shit.
It'd be his fault. It'd be his fault, though. It'd be his fault.
Corey be falling off his own bike. Bitches ain't shit.
Corey's still dealing with shit from high school.
Man,
well, you know,
series of unfortunate events.
This is his journey, though.
Yeah.
Still love him.
Yeah. Corey, write a book.
I just don't understand why she even moving with her boyfriend. She's a whore. I'm just dead. You know what?
Yo, can you
relax? I know. We do. Can you relax?
They're engaged.
Jeez. Are you serious?
Aren't they engaged?
They're engaged yet.
I'm about to have to make a trip over there.
This nigga's about to
Either cry. Way, it's none of your fucking business.
What?
She's done with you. Let it go. And I'm sorry, if you listen to this podcast,
you don't know who we're talking about.
Y'all don't know who we're talking to.
Unless you're in the gang. And I'm not going to tell you.
But if this specific leg young lady, if don't you listen, me. Please keep listening. I'm sorry. I am sorry.
Because she definitely knows. If she does.
If she does.
She knows she, exactly who the
Her Spidey senses just went all crazy. But,
sorry.
Jesus don't Christ, mind. Corey. Young and May and Kodak Black.
Yeah. But well, yeah. All right. It's weird to me because, yes, she does have a vagina, but she acts like a boy. A little boy at that. A teenage boy. That shit isn't attractive to me. And just because she has a vagina isn't enough for a nigga like moi to be like, I'm gonna put my dick in it. Even jokingly. I just don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not, I don't know, my sense of humor, I find a lot of things funny, but that's not funny to me. Yeah. Now, the Kodak bar was funny. Daylight, when he was talking and he was like damn near writing poems about her, he made a whole album.
That shit's fucking hilarious.
That shit was it's funny. Hilarious. I guess it was funny because that was the first time I really saw it, so that was funny. But like you said, Kodak hasn't it's let only, it go.
And it's even more hilarious when you react.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, more funny when
it's
you so, react.
It's funny when I know you can't take a joke because now I'm going to go harder.
Yeah. But at this point, it's just not funny.
But at
to
some
me
point, you have to stop.
And especially because I know Daylight, he was joking. Because he really raps like if you know who Daylight is, like he says a lot of shit.
Daylight he's is a weirdo.
He's a satirical nigga.
Yeah.
But there's niggas that are going along with this and being dead ass. That's where I'm like, yo,
like,
niggas
no.
are weird.
Like, no, in real life.
In real life.
I would take my actual penis that I grew up with
and
stick it in her.
That sticks out of my body.
And populate her with it.
Yeah, I'll pull the hood back on that, huh? and I would stick it in.
And populate her ovum.
Just because I can. Niggas are rapers, okay? That's all there is to it. Niggas is rapers.
Whoa. Can you relax, septum piercing blue check Twitter?
Niggas is rapers. Not rapists, rapers. That's another thing. Kodak was saying all this shit, like, he doesn't have, like, pending sex charges.
Yeah, he got a.
Can you relax, nigga? Like, this
Again,
is not good for your brand.
There's a lack of self awareness around here.
Like, it's just,
that nigga got charges on the table. Yeah. He's still talking about
lack of self awareness. Please, Kodak.
I would take her.
I will send Kodak a hoodie with the self awareness. I will send him a self awareness hoodie.
Like a nigga with sex charges on the table is like, I will have sex with her, even knowing she doesn't like it.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, you shouldn't say that, my G.
You shouldn't do that. It's not good for your brand.
That's the textbook definition of what you've been charged with.
Yeah, actually, what is Kodak's brand? Does he have one?
Being a dummy.
That is, I'm about to say, that's really Slipper one me. Of the big rappers out there who he's well known. Mm. He has no brand.
Yeah, but he's always in and out of jail, bro. Like, how do you even have time to set that up?
He is, but that's unfortunate, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's my
issue.
Just,
you don't just trip and fall in jail. He's
that's
doing,
my issue here.
He's doing shit.
Nigga, even Ski Mask, fucking Slump Lord, or whatever the fuck is Slump God, even he has a brand. And that nigga is. Yeah, he's fucking weird. I'm the first nigga to rap like this.
You ain't never heard of Twista or Bone Thugs or somebody before.
Yeah, I fuck with him at first, but when the fact that he thinks he's like the first nigga to like do what he's doing or like rap the way he does, he's really saying a bunch of nothing and just rapping fast. Like, he needs to go listen to like Eminem in the 90s. Because Eminem was doing the same thing. I don't even think he realizes it.
Right, nah. Go back and forth.
Like, he got a song called Baby Wipes. Like, Eminem used to rap about sticking his dick in other dicks. Like, this isn't original, my nigga.
No.
Yeah, try again. But yeah, man. Sorry, I had to go on a Ski Mask rant, but he needs to hear this.
Oh, man.
But yeah, what else is there? I feel like I wanted to make this one like a shorter one because our other ones are. I do have to go. But yeah. I did want to make this one a shorter one because I know our other ones were like 2 hours long.
Yeah.
So they, you know, like sometimes get him. You gotta get him with the quick pumps.
With the
what
the fucking the college scandal thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We can talk about the white people last. and bringing up the rear is the Caucasian race.
Bringing up the rear. The Caucasoids. Sorry,
nah, we know y'all know we love some of y'all.
Y'all know y'all first place in everything.
Yeah.
Except the race.
You'll be all right. Listen, there's a handful of white people that I really love. Like, I really fuck with, like, Bob Saget. People like that.
I really fuck with Uncle Jesse.
John, yeah, I'm about to say John Stamos.
I really fuck with the Olsen twins.
Yeah, no, I don't fuck with them anymore. They're weird.
They cleaned their act up.
Where, nigga? They can't even clean under their nose, my nigga. They haven't cleaned much of anything.
We can't drug addiction shame.
Excuse me?
We can't drug addiction shame.
I wish we could just flash back to you calling Chris Brown all the time.
That nigga's a fucking crackhead. That's a different. That nigga's a cokehead. He's an unredeemable cokehead.
Unredeemable.
He's a sicko. What's wrong with you?
It's the same guy.
You have a family.
They wouldn't let Chris Brown direct videos because he would sell the equipment for drugs.
For smack?
Yes. No, because no.
Chris, this is why, to the camera, no, Chris.
This is why we had that argument, because you wanted to shit on Solange because her album that just dropped wasn't really all that. But then you want to talk about, oh, I was like, I said, hold on. Solange's last album was her first album. The album before this one was better than the last three albums of Chris. And that's a wholehearted truth.
Wait, you said that? What, her last, like the album she just put out?
Not the one, the one before that. Seat at the Table. No, not that one.
Man, I was about to say.
A Seat at the Table.
Whoa.
Was better than the last three or four Chris albums. After X.
Yeah.
Anything after X, it was
I would say, yeah. I'd be listening to the album. So yes, as an album and like in formatting it and shit and making an album like Grammy worthy, hell yeah. Excuse me. But song for song, it's a toss up to me because I really like Chris Brown's last album. That shit has some bangers. It was just way too much music. Nobody needs him. He put out his whole fucking SoundCloud collection and put it in an album. I don't think it's intimidating. It's just silly.
It's intimidating because, like, when I'm driving, I don't even go to that album because I don't want to, like, scroll too much. I'm like, let me just skip it, though.
That's why when I listen to it, I just put it on shuffle. And half the time I hear a different song that I've never heard before. And then he had the fucking nerd to put out a deluxe album. He really is on crack, bro. There's no hiding it.
He's a fucking cokehead.
He's a fiend.
He's a fucking cokehead.
Sorry, Chris.
And then we finally got some confirmation of him in the video with the coconut. And everybody was like, Chris Brown's doing drugs. Yeah, the nigga's a walking line. He's a fucking eight ball with shoes. Yeah, he does coke. Nigga, are you kidding me?
He probably smells like it. I don't even know what cocaine smells like, but it smells like Chris Brown.
Yeah, he smells like it.
Cocaine smells like Chris Brown.
That nigga uses coke lotion, nigga. That's coke how he lotion? Keeps his fucking skin moist.
He's like Dirty D from Pootie Tang, just with cocaine.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, just rubbing in his mouth.
Cokey C. In the place to be. Give me that. That's what Give Me That was from.
Oh, my God.
But back to...
Yeah, this is quite interesting. We're going to wrap it up with this.
Yeah. Okay, so, Corey, can you explain the situation that happened with the Caucasoid, famous Caucasoids, and this USC college scam?
Okay, so apparently this was done at multiple colleges because this is like a pretty big scam that they took down. Mm-hmm. But one of the most famous cases was her name is Lori Loughlin.
Lori Loughlin?
Yeah,
Lori Loughlin.
Yeah.
If you don't know who Lori Loughlin is, she played Aunt Becky on Full House.
Yeah
so Aunt Becky, which her and her husband did, was they paid $500,000, which was disguised as a donation to the Key Worldwide Foundation, which went to USC Admissions Committee. And the committee covered it up by saying that the girl was she's accepting a scholarship on the row team.
Yeah, I was about to say it was like rowing.
Like rowing boats.
And nobody would pay attention to it. That's what they did.
But she doesn't row.
Yeah, she's never rowed before. She has no experience. And with that $500,000, they were able to forge her grades and her sports record. So they made it seem like she was actually on the row team, you know, stuff like that. And USC came out and said that they're not going to expel her from the school, but they are going to dive deeper on looking to. They're going
to
dive deeper.
To stop shit like this.
Yeah, to stop shit like this from happening.
And who was the girl? So all of that happened. There was one girl at the school who was saying that black people were getting into the school just because they were black. Yes. And she didn't realize actually it's because there's fucking white people doing shit like this, paying for the kids to get, you know.
You're paying more than it costs to go to the school.
Yeah.
To get into the school. That's how fucking dumb your kids are.
They're actually, they're going to take those people first, my nigga. Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah. It's other white people take your spot.
Yeah. Like,
Rebecca.
All right, there's a lot of things to unpack here. But the main thing is, like, what it, like, Elsie, me and Elsie, you know, Corey, we was talking earlier before the podcast, before we started recording. And Elsie just brought up, like, why do white people just think that niggas are just getting in kind of, like, college for free?
We said that on another episode before, too. Like, I don't.
Just because there's some, like, instances of affirmative action where, yes, there will be preferential treatment to blacks or minority students.
Or minorities
in general. But, like, why do you think they're just letting niggas in school? Like, they're just any nigga. Like, they're not letting any Negroes in.
That must be, like, a conversation. Like, you know how you have conversations in the house? Like, black people might talk about one. Like, is that one of the, I think that's just something that happens in a white household. They just tell their kids, hey, man, black people go to school for free, so don't worry about it, bud.
There,
like,
are scholarships that are designated for black people.
Yeah.
But those black people deserve that.
They work really hard.
Like, yo,
they work really hard for
these
that.
These are the top, tippy top tier niggas they're letting into these programs. Like, the smartest niggas available, like,
and I think they try to downplay it, like,
just because they're from the gutter.
Yeah, they try to be like, "Oh, this is probably a fucking Crip walking in my school for free." Like, no, nigga, this is somebody that works their ass off. Even if it is a Crip,
he might be rolling 60s, but I bet he knows the fuck out of that calculus, though.
Facts, like, there's
gonna be your tutor,
exactly. Like, this shit is so crazy. Like, you know, like, I don't know what it is. Did you guys see that one story that came out? I think it was last year. The boy got accepted into all eight Ivy League schools. And there was another situation where some kid got accepted to like 50 schools. And they're like, well, why did he have to get accepted or apply to all those schools? Because he got scholarships to every single one, and he's taking scholarship money from all these kids and scholarship spots and da-da-da-da-da. Like, yo. And it was only white people. It was a white woman saying this. Like, you do realize that he has to accept that shit in order for it to be taken from somebody else. Like, I don't know. I don't know what this weird stigma is, or like why. I think they're just intimidated by black people trying to go to school. Like, this shit just
niggas being educated. Niggas, we can't have that.
They'd rather niggas sound like Daniel Caesar,
especially after Obama. They're like, no more.
Yeah, no more smart Negro.
That could be another president. And like, I don't understand. Like, so I just feel like either A, your kid is really fucking stupid that you had to go through these amount of hoops and like obstacles just to get your kid in school.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know if y'all saw it, like, they asked one of the kids, like, I don't know if it was Lori Loughlin's kid, it was just one of these kids involved in this scam where it was like, send us a sample of your writing style.
Oh yeah.
This fucking inept
fucking chicken scratch, right? This crazy.
This fucking inept what's another word? Remedial ass motherfucker.
Yeah.
Wrote physically with a pencil in his hand and said, quote, "This is a sample of my writing style. Best regards, white boy." That's not what they mean by writing style, asshole.
Not at all. You
that means
face.
Your style of writing, not the way your handwriting looks. You fucking
cock ring,
dickling shit.
Fucking doofus.
And what people don't understand, that this is USC. This isn't Stanford or UCLA, like a academic school.
Yeah.
This is just like
a regular.
Nigga, little Romeo went there.
Yeah. It's a Rutgers, man. Yeah. Like, it's Rutgers
of
the West.
It's the Rutgers of California.
Yeah, like, come on, like, son. Mark Sanchez went there. He's fucking stupid.
He's a fucking idiot.
Put it out there. He's an idiot. Okay. I don't get it, bro. Like,
little Romeo went there. You understand?
This shit is weird. And you know, I kind of felt bad for this girl because they're not going to expel her. If she knew all of this shit was going down, shame on her. But if she had no idea and her parents were kind of like, yo, we're going to get you in. And she's like, oh, please, thank you. Like, if she didn't have any clue that they were really doing all of this shit, I feel bad for her. Because if she got expelled for this and it's really her parents' fault. Because either way, she's going to be looking at, niggas going to be giving her a side eye. She's mad. She's fresh out of high school. People gonna be looking at her crazy either way. Now, it's not a good look when your parents do this type of shit, because you might get blackballed.
Might.
They might not let you in certain sororities. I don't fucking know.
They might not let you in the school.
Yeah, like, So that's just bad parenting. I understand you want the best for your child, but this ain't it, bro.
You're enabling.
This ain't it. Yeah, you know what you're enabling? Mediocrity. Mm-hmm. And white mediocrity needs to stop. Daniel Caesar, that's what we're talking about. Okay.
White when mediocrity. Mediocre ass Yes Jules yes. can come in a culture that we black people have started yes. and talk down on black women who do what yes. she wants to what, do
yes.
better than her, yes. like it's her right to yes. say these things.
And the only reason she is where she is because she's not black and has a black woman feature, i.e., a fat ass.
I swear to God.
And you niggas is eating that shit up.
I swear to God, if she had the body of fucking
nigga, if she look like Thelma,
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
If she look like Thelma from Scooby-Doo, nobody
would give a shit about her.
I don't get it. I don't. I really don't.
Okay. And then I just wanted to say, I saw this tweet. Okay, Tiana Trump says her body count was 86 at 18.
Yeah, you didn't.
And
see
that's
yeah.
how we're gonna end this podcast.
She also said that. What did she say? What was the caption on Instagram? You bitches only have
pussy to offer.
Yeah, you only have pussy to offer.
And women were very upset.
They were upset.
She doesn't.
First of all, they weren't using their common
they
sense.
They wasn't using their third eye.
They didn't use their third eye. Yes.
You're not leveled up like Tiana.
You're not.
Trump.
You're not.
Don't disrespect the queen Tiana like that.
Especially when you know
you
the fuck
only do have pussy to offer. Yes. She, you know what she has?
She has pussy,
mouth,
and anus. Anus.
She's giving up the butt.
You're not doing that.
Give up the butt.
You're not doing all three.
No, you're not
doing the same night.
You're not doing the trifecta.
Not in the same night.
Not in one go round.
Nah, not at all.
No.
And proficiently.
Ain't gonna
proficiently and efficiently.
No.
You're not.
And as we wait for this new scene to come out, shout out to Tiana. That's how we're gonna end the podcast tonight.
I think we just put up 30 and 10.
Yeah, you know, that's what we do. You know, slice shit.
Yeah, with
slice
the
shit.
We with won too. We're not
the game winner. You know buzzer beer.
We're not fucking Giannis out here scoring 52 and losing. fucking loser.
Just the process.
Fucking dummy.
All right, yo, you already know what that is. Another week. That means it's another episode. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Make sure you catch us.
Yeah.
On all the streaming services.
Oh yeah. Speaking of that, if you go on the website, go on ntspodcast.com, you can see everything. It's all laid out now. Like, it's all on there.
Yep.
There's shit on there that I never even heard of. Fucking some shit called TuneIn.
TuneIn Radio.
I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yep.
But we on there. Google Play,
yep.
Spotify, SoundCloud,
all
of that shit. Bro.
So we're on all those sites. Catch us there. Catch us on our social medias.
Yeah.
At Mike Lowkey.
Which are always also on the website.
Mm-hmm.
Find me at DJELZEE.
That's our Instagrams and our Twitters. Make sure you follow the podcast on Twitter at NTSPod. On Instagram at NotThatSeriousPod.
Yeah.
Find us everywhere. Make sure you listen.
Yeah.
Tell a friend and tell a friend.
Yeah, tell
them. Subscribe, listen, rate, leave a comment, leave a review. Thank you for listening. We love y'all. Appreciate y'all.
Listen.
We will see y'all. What you got to say, Elder?
Real ass bitch, give a fuck about a nigga. Something, something, something about 4 or 5 figures. Put some on my ass so they caught up with the ticket. Fuck it, I'm a damn that nigga. Yo, that song's fire. I just really listened
your
to
that. Your boy just did the most suspect shit in the background.
He got
the
trigger,
wasn't he? Was that's crazy. And did y'all see her perform? She was terrible.
Terrible.
She has no energy.
So horrible.
We need to bring the TC chick out of jail. But anyway.
TC is Ty Dolla $ign's brother. All right, we're out of here, bro.
See niggas. All right, see y'all.
We're out of here.
I don't know. One of them sees.
One of them niggas in jail.
One of them in prison. One of them in prison, niggas.